Ahí.
How many with what? With the environment?
Yes. For the devotees.
With the devotees.
Although we have so many desires.
He says, Maharaj, we have so many desires. And also the environment is giving some trouble. How can we live in harmony? Practically, how can we... Like that? Live in harmony with the devotees, the environment.
That is included what I have said. We may have desire. If our desire is strong, then it will stand so many oppositions from different directions, of different conceptions. And so many things that is desirable, undesirable. Because sometimes we will be pleased by a particular party for our activity. Sometimes there are some section that will discourage us and that will abuse us. Everywhere such things are there. Wherever, in whatever way we shall work, such a remark of different types is sure to come. They are also like that. Those that can appreciate, they will encourage us. As though we have no faith, such things, they will discourage. It is quite natural. So, we have to rely on the appreciation of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavi pratistha, tate kara nishtha. The opinions of the devotees, that will have value to us. And the worldly people, they do not understand the value of high spiritual life. They will naturally discourage, but what they are wasting their life as running after phantasmagoria, without the wish. That will be their remark. They are only imagination. God means imagination, a kind of imagination. Living this world of reality, he was running after. But the higher standard people think, they die to live like Hegel. Dissolve your whole ego here, that you are a master, you can do this, that, wholesale that, and you will fit in the other world. Your soul. The Vaishnava will appreciate, and the Vaishnava or non-devotee, they will depreciate, they will discourage, and they will cast so many bad names also to us. But one who understands his heart is satisfied, won't care for those remarks, good or bad. He was going, I feel this, I can see with my inner eye that this is true, this is good, and I must march onward. I won't care for others' remark, but they will have all regard of the remark of the Vaishnava, of the devotees. In their consideration, whether I am a good or bad. We shall give value to the appreciation or depreciation of the devotees. Those are taking stand in this spiritual truth. But their remark, if they say this is wrong, I shall be very careful to correct me in that way. The expert. Those experts' opinion, ordinary people's opinion has got no value. But the expert on that department, their opinion has got value. If they put some remark, I must analyze that whether I'm good or bad doing. I shall ask his help, and I shall correct myself, and be pure from pure art to pure art. I shall move. That should be the policy. Vaishnavi Pratishtha, the mark of the Vaishnava, that will be valuable to me, and not of the ordinary people. Their opinion has no value, because they are in darkness. Dāmiśāṁ sabbhūtānāṁ tasyāṁ jāgatti saṁjami yasyāṁ. They are awake in another field, as the devotees are awake in some other field, spiritual field and material field. So the plane of exploitation, plane of denunciation, and the plane of dedication. Three planes of life. So I want the dedication also of two kinds. One's calculative and higher, by love, affection, blind love. That is considered to be the highest. So the guardians, spiritual guardians, their opinion must have some value, and we shall try to follow that. If anything wrong in their view in me, I shall try to give them a purge out. And this way, the Vaishnavi Pratishtha. What they want to be, to become of me, I shall try to become of them. The mark has got no value at all in this. It is quite natural, not difficult to understand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Guru. Guru na sasyat, sajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, daivam na sasyat, nopatishya sasyat, samvita mittam. That father is not father, that guru is not guru, that relative is not relative, that husband is not husband, that God is not God, who cannot save me from continuous current of death. I am always undergoing mortal energy. I may pray to that always, who cannot relieve me from that general danger of life. He is not my own. Who can do so, he is my own. So I can, if necessary, leave everyone of such high order relative to me. My father, my mother, my spiritual guide, so-called, my husband, my worshipable God, demigod, all the full meaning of every incident not possible for us to know. It is only known to him. And whatever known to others, that is by his grace. That basic principle we try to understand. Then come with questions. And Dayadhar had the many questions from the Bhrun. He was the child in the womb.
Uh-huh. Embryo.
How knowledge grows from there? He had this question. The child that from the womb, with the growth of the flesh, the knowledge is growing, so how can we say that? We are discovering many things, inventing many things. And what you invent, you discover, do you create, or it is already there? So many scientists, they are discovering, inventing many things, but it is already there. So full consciousness outside, a little bit you have got in your brain. What petty things you have got in your brain, you human, you Einstein, you Newton, How much you have got? What we were discovering is already in full there, and many wonderful things that you cannot reach even today. So many wonderful things already. The nature is full of wonders. The whole brain of the scientist world is benumbed, puzzled. So that is not a lack of consciousness there outside. We are poor. Subjective evolution. Try to understand this. Not Darwin's objective evolution. And the subject coming gradually, being developed by the stone developing knowledge. No. Stone is floating in the ocean, in the ocean of consciousness. Everything floating in the ocean of consciousness. The consciousness is the basic thing. Presupposes everything. Whatever you will say presupposes consciousness. Do you follow?
Yes.
A stone. Stone means what? A particular stage of consciousness. You feel this hard and this black, or this is all the stage of consciousness. So whichever you will assert presupposes consciousness. Just the Pratibimbaka-kivala in the mirror. Reflection in the mirror. All the reflections presupposes the mirror. Mirror is there, so the reflection. So consciousness is there. So concept of various kinds is there, floating. There's Berkeley theory. That is nearer. Hegel, Berkeley, not that Berkeley's philosophy,
yes.
Not that mind is in the world, but world is in the mind. Everything floating in the ocean of consciousness. Consciousness is the basic background. Brahma, Chetha. It is not created by stone. Even in the Hindu mythology said that eclipse, solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, in the mythology it is mentioned that Rahu is enveloping,
yeah.
Rahu, that is Chetan, a person. Though the shadow of the earth is on the moon, so moon eclipse. But the shadow in the material sense, and our feeling of this shadow, that is a part of our consciousness. We cannot go beyond that. All experience, all feeling is part of our consciousness. Consciousness means person. Part of consciousness is a person. Consciousness means part of consciousness, soul part of consciousness. So everything is Chetan. We have to forget the world of flesh and blood, what of stone and earth. Even flesh and blood, we must arise above the standard of thinking flesh and blood. Always try to stay in this conscious world. In Bhagavatam says, Tanturajan Marishyeti Pashu Buddhi Vinyanjai. After, in the conclusion, Sukadeva says to Parikshit Maharaj, give up that mania that you have this body. This is animal consciousness. I am body, I shall die, the body will die, and you want to die with the body. You try to maintain your own self-consciousness. His body remains in a guai, but you are there, constant. Try to understand your position. Independent of this flesh and blood, you stay, you soul. Why do you allow yourself to identify with this flesh and blood? And that is maya, misconception. And give up that misconception. That is a disease of the soul. You follow? Can't.
Yes.
Pasubuddhi mimang jahi. There's animal consciousness that you will die. The body dies just like a coat or jersey. The serpent, the whole cover of their body, sometimes they leave and come out of that. Serpent, you know. Have you heard?
Yes, yes.
The serpent, the whole cover of the body of the serpent is there, and the serpent has come out of that, that old cover.
Yes.
So like the body will go, but the inner man is there in this. The mental body is there, and the mental body also cover related to this physical body. So both can go, and you will come out in pristine glory of your own spiritual position, and all your paraphernalia is also like so. You are a member of the spiritual world, soul world, conscious world. The disease, the whole disease is there. Bhava-vyadhi, to be, I am eternal. You think I shall be born, I shall die. It is like disease, mental disease. Cure yourself from this mental disease. Try to keep up your consciousness. Your own God. You are identified with your consciousness. You are there. Directly opposite. You see, the cloud is covering the moon. Cloud is seen with the light of the moon. But that cloud, which is seen by the light of the moon, covers the moon. So material consciousness has covered our soul. But though everything only in our knowledge by the help of the soul, the spirit, the light is there. We are there. So on. Not we are identified with this present body or mind. So much learning and so much feeling that mental body and this physical body. Independent of that, we have got our existence, and that is our normal position. Anyhow, we are focused to this sort of misunderstanding. This is Maya. Maya, maja, what is not that? Or niyati anaya uti maya. We are seeing everything, measuring by our lower interest, not from a universal standpoint. But everything we see is measured by our own mean interest. So the real purpose of every moment is known to the Absolute Center. And we have to know nature of things from there. Sruti Sautamanta, revealed process, revealed scriptures. What our eyes say, our knowledge say, sense, it is not truth. whatever comes direction from there, we have to believe that. And what is our direct experience, we have to deny that. We have to learn to deny that it is not right. Listen. It is also wrong. How squeeze this is revealed truth. What is revealed to us, that this is the purpose of things. Now, with this light, you try to readjust your
questions.
Hare
Krishna.
One gentleman who he came here to learn, put some questions and know the meaning. He would write books, compared to study of religion. The man came.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, long time ago.
Who? Then after hearing some lectures, he gave up the idea. But I have to know yourself. And physician, cure thyself. Must know the real standpoint, then write.
Bhargava.
Where is he now?
He's in America.
What is he doing? Writing books.
I think last I heard he was trying to make some movie about that edits Sadananda.
Sadananda?
Yeah, some movie.
No, before you give, have before you give. So, Janma Sarthakuri Karabara Mahaprabhu says, first know thyself and then give it to others, that knowledge. Do you follow what I say?
Yes, Maharaj.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes. Try to understand that. Adjustment, come to adjustment with this conception of the world whole. That back to the theory, everything in the whole world is floating in the mind, a part of mind. Mind is the original. But we shall say mind also, worldly things, soul is the original. That is another type. Not like mind. Pure consciousness. No contamination of this world. Then that can take us towards a higher subjective area. Super subjective area. Super in this way. Subjective. The word subjective, you try to understand. Not objective position. We are compelled to feel something, no. Just like hypnotizing process. Oh, are you seeing this? Yes, I have seen. No, no, you are not seeing this, you are seeing that. Yes, I see that.
Yes.
The control, the seer is controlled.
I studied hypnotism myself in the West.
Huh? He was
studied hypnotism.
Huh? Hypnotism?
Yeah, he has studied.
then apply that. As in Bhagavad Gita, the Arjuna was supposed to see as directed by Krishna. See me, see me, see me, yes. I see you, that I see you. In the assembly of Kuru, just before the war of the Pandava and the Duryodhana, Krishna wanted as a peacemaker, he said. When he was there, the party, they wanted the Krishna is all in the Pandava, so he, we have got the chance, we shall imprison him now. So he wanted to catch him, and he showed himself in such a way that they are all perplexed. And what to speak of binding him? They are all embarrassed. At that time, they began to, many rishi, muni, they began to talk of his, that supernatural appearance. At that time, the blind man, Dhritarashtra, was there. He told, oh Krishna, I am hearing that you have, you are showing such a figure that they are all, charmed to find your particular position, your figure. But please, for the time being, remove my blindness. I want to see you, then you will again make me blind. And Krishna told, no removal of your blindness is necessary. I say, you see me, you will be able to see. Then Dhritarashtra, keeping his blindness, he could see him. He could see him when Krishna granted that sight. No blindness, no necessity of removing your blindness. Only I order to the nature, he will be able to see me. Such is the thing. By his will, without removing blindness, he showed Dhritarashtra his own figure. No blindness was required to be removed. Then what sort of experience? I experience. That was I experience. Without I, the I experience was given to Dhritarashtra by his will power. What is this? Clearly stated. No necessity of removing your blindness. Your blindness will be kept up as it is. I say, you will see me. And he saw. The whole battle was seen by Vedabhyas and Sanjay. All this Dibbarupa was seen by Sanjay. And he is giving description to Dhritarashtra. Arjuna and Sanjay saw that Vishwarupa, knowledge. So what sort of transaction? We have to be acquainted with such laws of things. And this is a meager position. Most crooked and a mean conception of the world. Higher and nobler conception are there in the world.
Some Western psychologists, they speak about super consciousness and subconsciousness.
He says some Western psychologists, they speak of super consciousness
and subconsciousness.
And subconsciousness.
collective.
Yes.
Also collective consciousness.
Ah. Collective consciousness in the middle. The subconsciousness in the child. And in the fullness, ignorance. So many wonders our scientists, they invent that the outside world is full of more wonderful things, which is not yet discovered or invented. So surcharged with wonders. Our puppy breath, our Guru Maharaj used to say puppy breath. Our puppy brain, the brain of a small dog. Puppy brain, how much it can conceive? Nothing. Opposite. But that must be neglected, eliminated, and we must wait for the revelation coming down. Knowledge, super knowledge coming down to us and illuminate us. We shall wait in that way. Sivanmukhi, if we are with serving attitude towards the center, center will send that sort of illumination to us, new type of standpoint to say everything, to have new experience, new light, new concept, new idea. Give up your misconceptions. Proper things are like this. It will come down. We cannot control him. But if we submit and want to serve him, then only he will utilize us by giving that knowledge. Knowledge is always subjective. And also, he can make or mar. What is now continuing, he may change. And what will he do? What is knowledge? He can change. The necessary truth also may be changed like his sweet will. What to pick up then? Ask. Even the creator, Brahma, and the persons of that status, they are also perplexed to know his ways and means. Whatever he likes, he can do. Then how to know him? His sweet will. And we are to reduce us to that position, quite empty. Whatever he wishes, that is true. And what he discusses, that is false. But nothing in our hand. No law is there. The law is evolved, law is abolished. We have to be acquainted with such center of truth. The highest truth is such. Everything for is such. Die to live. Again. Really it is by itself and for itself. And die to live. The wholesale death of our life of experience is necessary. Our life of experience will have to die wholesale. And to peep into a new world of that autocrat. Whatever he wishes, that is true. Truth means his wish, his sweet will, based on his sweet will. So knowing no particular nature. everything may be changed by his will. You have to know that like a gem touched stone, whatever touches turned into gold. That sort of thing. Whatever he likes, that is come to happen, that is true. And he discards no more truth. Truth is such. Truth is free, independent. Not a matter to be monopolized. We can make trade. No possibility of making any trade with the truth. It is monopoly of one. And there is another kingdom of love, affection. If we enter that, we can also handle him, the truth himself. Can be managed in our way. Bhakti Paradhi. That is very higher stage. The love can control the great general conquered the world war. Came home and there is his child. Child is taking by the finger and is drawing. He is going. The finger of the general is caught by his child, his son. And the sun is drawing towards some direction, and he is going, who has conquered the world war. Affection. So affection is the highest force to be acquired, Mahaprabhu told. Neither knowledge nor power, so-called. And that is from heart. So Gyan Sundar Bhakti. Knowledge less devotion. Reason less dedication. Try to enter that way which can control the Absolute. All these things are fiction. What do you say? It's more than fiction. More fictitious than fiction. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Anek Katha Varish spoke much reaction. So revise on this background your questions as you come. This is very important by itself, for itself, and the die to live. Hegel's these three expressions are very useful. To make us understand the position of the Absolute World. Completely we have to die. Then we have to awake in another world of the autocrat. I was told that one Persian king went to London and he was shown many important historic places. He was taken to the guillotine where the person is killed previously in a position he was used to put his head and some
some sharp blade.
Come and beheaded. The Persian king was shown that first. Then the Persian king asked the persons, show one man how you killed. You just please show. They were surprised. What does the man say? They say, for his pleasure, the one man should be put there and then. They were astonished. When they told that, no, this is not the law, we can't do it to, for your satisfaction, we can't give a life here. Oh, you do not know the position of a king here. Then you take one of my person. I am given. I have got so many slaves to satisfy my this queen. So many are there. Take one of them. Then it is also not possible, not allowed by the law of the country, that your person may be. So such whims of the autocrat. Our lives have not such value also. No position more than that, die today. No individual interest has got any value, rather minus value. Our individual interest has got minus value. Then to go, die. Then to live.
Go.
Autocracy. This is an example of autocracy, I told you. Intolerable autocracy. The autocracy in the highest degree. But that keeps our real interest. Our real interest is there by accepting that death. We can live there. So wonderful. God works wonders. Every movement of His is wonderful. We have to approach towards Him with this idea. Everything, Urukram, Adhutakram, every step, whose every step is wonderful. Adhutakram. One of His name is Adhutakram in Vamana Avatar. By one step, He occupied the world. Another step, the whole heaven. So, Urukram, Adhutakram, that a wonderful stride. Every step is wonderful to us. We have to live there in the midst of all wonders. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nava Navaya Maam. Every moment new experience coming. Life is such progressing that every second new experience coming. Pratipadam Purnam Rastadam. Every moment brings you new type of satisfaction of ocean. By name. Every second, new type of satisfaction or joy coming with full. This is full. Again, new full is coming. Again, new full coming. All full. Perfect. Infinite minus infinite, there is infinite. Plus infinite, infinite into infinite is infinite. The land of infinite.